Our reading today is from Psalm 104, verses 21 to 26 and 29 to 33, reading from the contemporary version used in common worship. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they're gone, to lay themselves down in their dens. People go forth to their work and to their labour until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. When you hide your face, they are troubled. When you take away their breath, they die and return again to the dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. On the 4th of October in the Anglican Communion, we remember St. Francis of Assisi, 1182 to 1226, who founded the Franciscan Orders and is generally widely remembered for having an unusual rapport with the natural world. Most closely, one such life is that of Francis of Assisi, the somewhat accidental founder of one of the great religious movements of the early second millennium. Poverty. He greeted those he met with a blessing of peace and love, and taught by example that foregoing a settled and comfortable lifestyle can bring a joy of its own, relinquishing all that separates people from each other. He taught that patience and kindness disperse anger and calm disturbance. Francis was a carefree spirit with a hesitant start in life which masked confident, outspoken and fearless personality, attracting followers to different forms of his way of life for 1,000 years. Reconciliation was an important part of Francis' message. In his book about the founding of the Franciscan Orders and the lives of some of its early members, Nicholas Allen Warsom writes, "For Francis, there were no enemies, but all people, all creatures, were his brothers and sisters. Everything spoke to him of the presence of God." Francis encouraged his followers to live a life dedicated to the reconciliation of people with each other and work towards the reconciliation of people with God. Justin Welby touches on that in his book Reconciliation when he says that at times of division within the church, leaders of new movements, including Francis, emerged with a reimagining of the transformation and reconciliation of the gospel. At times the church found new direction with factions reconciled to each other and to God. And their destructive differences and conflicts were remade into constructive acceptance of difference, opening the way for agreement to disagree well. Francis believed in putting prayer into action, and although he felt that, for himself, he should devote his whole life to prayer and service, he recognised that others could fuse this calling with secular work and family life. At the end of his life, he said to his brothers, "I have done what was given to me by the Lord. Now it is for you to find what you should do." A good message for us all. Medieval people saw the world very much as a created whole, with aspects of it having specific roles and working together as interdependent parts of a complete creation. The psalm makes it clear that this might imply conflict. The lion was not vegan. Many of the early assumptions have since been found to be incorrect, as in the intervening centuries, scientists have made discoveries which have given us new and more defined understanding in different areas. But now, we are reconsidering the way each part of the natural world depends on every other part to protect and conserve our environment. Francis wrote a hymn of creation, including the sun, moon, and stars, and earth, air, fire, and water, uniting all the medieval elements into a harmony of praise, which he referred to as the Canticle of Brother Sun. It was translated by William Draper later into a well-loved hymn. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam, thou flowing water pure and clear, make music for thy Lord to hear. Thou fire so masterful and bright that givest man both warmth and light. Dear Mother Earth, who day by day unfoldest blessings on our way, the flowers and fruits that in thee grow, let them his glory also show. Francis, says Warsum, lived in a diaphanous world. He could see through everything as if it were just a window into eternity. What an amazing way of looking at life. We respond to the prayers with, where there is darkness, light our way to peace. We pray for peace in our world. We pray that where there are differences, there may be respect and understanding. Where there is darkness, light our way to peace. We pray for the natural world and for all those who work to control and reduce the damage that has been caused in our environment. Where there is darkness, light our way to peace. As we go about our work and our daily lives this week, help us, Lord, to remember the values of St. Francis of Assisi and to find ways that we ourselves can make a positive contribution towards reconciliation between ourselves and other people and between people who have differences. Can we show patience and kindness to disperse anger? Can we show wisdom with humility to overcome ignorance? Can we offer a greeting of love and peace? Where there is darkness, light our way to peace. May we know your love and your guidance this week, Lord God, in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. In our busy lives, help us to hear and repeat your message of peace and love. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon us and remain with us always. Amen.